Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Good Old Saint Nicholas.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and, struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Nicholas, maybe better known as Santa Claus. He is the early Christian bishop of Myra in Asia Minor. There are many legends about his life, and we don't exactly know what is true and what is a legend. But I very much like this one. During a gate famine that Myra expired in 311 to 312, a ship was in the port at anchor, loaded with wheat for the emperor in Constantinople. Nicholas invited the sailors to unload a part of the wheat to help in the time of need. The sailors at first disliked the request because the wheat had to be weighed accurately and delivered to the emperor. Only when Nicholas promised them that they would not suffer any loss for their consideration, the sailors agreed. When they arrived later in the capital, they made a surprising find. The weight of the load had not changed, although the wheat removed in Myra was enough for 2 full years and could even be used for sowing. And so, Saint Nicholas is connected with our gospel. He's doing something to help others, the inhabitants of Myra. Even though he's not the one who can really change the situation, he's doing something. He's dependent from the sailors on the ship. He cannot guarantee that at the end everything works out and the sailors have enough wheat as well as the people of Myra. However, he is faithful and just does what might help in the situation, even though it might be unreasonable. The friends of the paralyzed man did the same. They could not be sure if Jesus could heal their friend. They could not be sure if it would really be worth covering the roof and try to bring their friend in this way to Jesus. But they were faithful and just acted. And, as we all know, all the effort was absolutely worth it. At the end, Jesus forgave the sins and their friend could walk again. The Gospel and the example of Saint Nicholas encourage me to be faithful and just do things, even though they might be unreasonable. Moreover, I want to trust in Jesus and do what I can do. That can mean that I try to buy only ecological stuff, even though I know that there is so unbelievable much other stuff in the world and is produced every day. That can mean that I try to keep contact to another person who seems to fade away. And that can mean that I try to reach huge goals even though it seems to be impossible for me. But I feel encouraged to do all things because I am faithful, I want to be faithful, and I trust in Jesus. So I keep all the people in my mind who were faithful before me and risked something. And all the people who experienced that it was absolutely worth it because Jesus did the huge rest. He can change the world, and he does it in every minute and everywhere on our world. Our job in this is being faithful.